And it's Thursday, so we're going to read from some of the mail that we get, email to be more precise. The biggest story of the week, the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, is the topic of many impassioned letters that criticized our coverage.
Harold Knight of Dallas calls our coverage propagandizing for the United States administration and Israeli government policy.
Bill Doors of Savannah, Georgia, thinks our coverage is slanted. Here's what he has to say. You talk about mounting death tolls on both sides as if there is parity in the numbers. There isn't. Far more Lebanese civilians are dying in this conflict than Israeli civilians. NPR should not be afraid to point this out.
Alan Krieger of Carmichael, California, has an issue with the way we characterized Hezbollah. He sends us this succinct note. Hezbollah, terrorists, not militants. Why can't you tell the difference?
We got almost as many letters about President Bush's use of an expletive when talking to British Prime Minister Tony Blair. They didn't realize that a microphone was on as they spoke at the G8 summit in Russia. Many of you agree with Sarah Kimball of Austin, Texas, who thinks we should not have played it.
Ms. Kimball writes, I can understand the glee that comes from catching the president using a naughty word. But with the Middle East engulfed in a tragic conflict, did you really need to spend broadcast time repeating this silly bit of their conversation?
But Rose Walsh of Louisville, North Carolina, thinks we were being too careful when we said that our story contained language some might find offensive. Here's what she has to say. Do you guys really think it's important to warn the listeners that the president used a four-letter word in an off-mic comment, hardly audible in your broadcast, that vented his frustration about Hezbollah?
Robert's story about the way the Bureau of Labor Statistics goes to the grocery store, literally, to help determine the consumer price index, brings this praise from Susan Mercer of Pittsburgh.
I really enjoyed this story on the CPI, she writes. I just happened to be taking a class in macroeconomics. As I've been reading the textbook, I've been wondering about how the BLS takes the theory and comes up with the numbers. Your story was perfectly timed to help me understand just this. Now I understand more about how economics relates to my everyday life.
Finally, a comment on Sound Clips, our series of sounds from listeners' lives. On Tuesday, we featured R. Pachi from Grand Junction, Colorado, and the noise he makes when he rubs his hands on the surface of his bathtub.
That sound rubbed Lori Brunner of Charlotte, North Carolina, the wrong way. She writes, if you can warn us that the president is about to use an epithet, you should have been able to warn us that the sounds emanating from that gentleman's tub would also distress most of us. I couldn't remove my headphones fast enough.
Feel free to sound off to us. You can email your thoughts by going to our website, npr.org, and clicking on Contact Us at the top of the page.